Well, I thought in light of the Washington Nationals winning the World Series last night, and I'm originally from Montreal, where that team used to be, because they used to be the Montreal Expos, that I would start with a baseball illustration. Some of you might know the 1992 movie called A League of Their Own. This was a film that was set in the 1940s with a team called the Rockford Peaches, which was a women's baseball team. And the catcher on that team, played by Gina Davis, wants to quit. She's tired, she's worn out, her husband has gone to war and she's worried about him, and she's at a really low moment and wants to throw in the towel. And this star catcher, who's the best player in the league, complains it's just too hard. And the manager of the Rockford Peaches, played by Tom Hanks, tries to talk her out of quitting. And when she says it's too hard, he says, well, baseball's supposed to be hard. If it weren't hard, everybody would want to do it. And then he said, hard is what makes it a great game. Well, we could say similarly that the Christian life is hard. It's actually what makes it great. The church in Rome, to whom Paul was writing what is the greatest letter of the New Testament, and we've been hearing it over the last couple of weeks, understood what it was to say that to live as a Christian in Nero's Rome is hard. We believe that the letter to the Romans was written around 57-58 AD. And if you just go forward a few years to 64 AD, we can appreciate in a particular way how this letter would have resonated with the Christian citizens of Rome in that year. For you might remember, not that you were there, but from your history lesson, that AD 64 was the year that Nero burnt Rome to the ground because he wanted to build a new Rome. He wanted to build great buildings that would be to his praise and his honor. And so as the rumor spread that he had started the fire, he thought, well, who better to blame than the Christians, which of course he did. And we're told by Tacitus, the Roman historian, who was actually born right around the time Paul wrote his letter to the Romans. And so a generation later, Tacitus, referring back to the fire of 64 AD, wrote about Nero's barbarity. And these are the words of Tacitus the historian. Accordingly, an arrest was first made of the Christians who pleaded guilty. Then upon their information, an immense multitude was convicted, not so much of the crime of firing the city as of hatred against humankind. For you see, for Romans, because of what the Christians taught, they declared they hate humankind, they hate mankind, and so they have to be punished. Tacitus goes on to write, mockery of every sort was added to their deaths. Covered with the skins of beasts, they were torn by dogs and perished. They were nailed to crosses or were doomed to the flames and burnt to serve as nightly illumination when daylight had expired. Tacitus goes on to say, Nero offered his gardens for the spectacle and was exhibiting a show in the circus while he mingled with the people in the dress of a charioteer or stood aloft on a car. Hence, even for criminals who deserved extreme and exemplary punishment, those are Tacitus, he thought that those Christians, they deserved to die, and even though they deserved death, he comments, there arose a feeling of compassion, for it was not as it seemed for the public good, but to glut one man's cruelty that they had been destroyed. Tacitus says, even Nero's punishments were extreme. And remember that Tacitus had no love for Christians. And yet, as we think about all of this, as we keep these words in mind, think of what Paul, in writing today's words to the Romans, what these words must have meant to them in the year 64 AD. Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will hardship or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep to be slaughtered. Oh, and by the way, that reference, as it is written, that's taken from Psalm 44. And if you read the Office of Readings this morning, that was the appointed psalm. And in that psalm, the people cry out that, God, we've tried to be faithful to you, and yet we are being handed over to be slaughtered day after day after day. And so Paul, having Psalm 44 in mind, is speaking about the situation that Christians are experiencing at that time. So that's the suffering. But then he goes on to declare, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Not even Nero can separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. How do you live with that kind of a perspective on life? Only if you have been so converted interiorly that you understand who Jesus Christ truly is. Paul wants his readers to know, and he wants us to know, that regardless of what the world throws at us, it can't separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. The world may exclude us. The world may even want to kill us. The world might find our teaching and way of life threatening, and therefore find it unacceptable to its values. Indeed, the world might, in some ways, like a modern Tacitus, say, we think those Christians, they're criminals, in a way, because they so challenge our way of life, they challenge our laws. Now, this isn't so much a political statement as an observation that Andrew Scheer, who's a devout Catholic, repeatedly during the election campaign was criticized because of his view on marriage and on abortion. It's a modern example of this kind of thing. But you see, Christianity is hard, and it's also good that the one who is our Savior experienced humiliation and disgrace at the hands of the very ones he called out to in today's gospel. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, killing the prophets and stoning those who are sent to you. How often would I have gathered your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you would not. The only thing that can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus is ourselves. But if we respond to the Lord, we can come like those little chicks and come under the embrace of his love. We don't live in Rome, 64 AD, but we do live in Calgary in 2019. We need the red letter to the Romans today as much as those heard it originally.